the last time I heard Chadwick Gouter was an academic based in South Africa, so I'm interested that he makes an assertion from Pretoria or wherever he is. I have been in Zimbabwe and I'm still in Zimbabwe. I'm on the ground, and what I see on the ground is something completely different. I see that Nelson has incredible momentum in this election, and Mnangagwa's fortunes are on the wane, and that's backed by this Afrobarometer report released last Friday, which was done several weeks ago, which showed that at the end of June, Chamisa had this momentum and that the gap was narrowing. So I would take Chadwick Gouter's assessment with a lot of salt.
Since you are saying that it seems as if Chamisa is actually gaining ground, do you think that he's going to win the election?
Well, Chamisa's battle is not so much against Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF. I think that just judging by the mood on the ground, if it was a free and fair election, this would be no contest. Chamisa's battle actually is against ZEC. ZEC has demonstrated itself to be astonishingly biased, and that's why our greatest battle as the NDC Alliance is against ZEC, not against ZANU-PF. Because if the conduct of ZEC over the last couple of months is anything to go by, it seems that they are determined to subvert this process. And so we will have to see what further tricks they come up with on election day and in the counting of the vote.
But, you know, what Professor Chadwick Gouter is saying is that based on exactly what he saw when he went to Zimbabwe, and, you know, with indications that the democratic space is actually opened, it seems as if people are favoring Mnangagwa, according to him. Yeah?
Well, I'm not sure where he's been to in Zimbabwe. He certainly will not have conducted as wide a sample as Afrobarometer, and I don't believe that he's a recognized opinion poll expert. As I say, I'm relying on what Afrobarometer says and what I have experienced on the ground, attending rallies, and what I've seen visually through social media and the recording of rallies. I see unprecedentedly large rallies conducted by Chamisa. The electricity, the energy is massive. I see an unprecedented registration of young people. I understand that 60% of those registered are under the age of 40. And in contrast, I see the ZANU-PF campaign in trouble. We saw this picture of Vice President Chiwenga having to take a helicopter to Norton to address a tiny rally. We've seen the pictures of people streaming out of Mnangagwa's rallies. And the reality is that both Emmerson Mnangagwa and Vice President Chiwenga are boring speakers. They don't capture the imagination of the electorate. And so based on that hard evidence, I don't see how Chadwick Gouter can arrive at that conclusion.
Is this ZEC issue rectifiable before the elections?
It's hard to see it rectifiable because they are absolutely determined to subvert the electoral law. They've allowed this illegal presidential ballot. They have allowed the breach of the law regarding the postal ballot. They've never released the voters' roll prior to the nomination court. They've been absolutely silent on the obvious bias of state media. They have not allowed the ballot paper to be checked. They wanted to change the way that the voting booth faced. So everything points to a ZEC which is determined to subvert the will of the people. However, and it's a big however, there is this astonishing momentum. And what I say to people countrywide is that if people turn out in great numbers, it will become technically and mathematically impossible for ZEC with the military and ZANU-PF to rig this election. You know, if people manage to get their ballots in the boxes in great numbers, it then becomes mathematically impossible to stuff further ballots in because you get absurd results. You get more votes cast than are on the voters' roll. And so people must not lose heart, in my view. In fact, our job over the coming days is to mobilize people to turn out in their hundreds of thousands to overcome these tricks that Czech clearly is prepared to play with the electorate.